Tuscola, Champaign-Urbana, your home for the St. Louis Cardinals.
They keep trying to convince senators to dump Trump. I'm Dave Anthony, Fox News.
What did the president know? And when did he know it?
Jerry Nadler with a Watergate reference in the House Democrats' first day making their impeachment case. Fox's Rachel Sutherland live in Washington.
Dave, Democrats are returning for round two of opening statements. Lead House Manager Adam Schiff says the case against the president is clear.
There's no debate about the quid pro quo here. You give me this, I'll give you that.
Senate Minority Leader Chuck Schumer says he's not interested in trading witnesses.
Well, the Republicans have the right to bring in any witness they want. They haven't wanted to, and that trade is not on the table.
Former Vice President Joe Biden says he doesn't want to participate as Democrats push for former National Security Advisor John Bolton and other administration officials to testify. Dave?
Rachel, President Trump's fired off a few tweets quoting others about there being no crime or case, and he moments ago wrote another one calling the Democrat presentation to the Senate loaded with lies and misrepresentations. On Saturday, his legal team, including Jay Sekulow, will start presenting his defense at the Senate.
When they accuse my client on the floor of the Senate, or they accuse senators of not being able to keep their oath and not being truthful, and being involved in the cover-up, we're going to say something.
The day after Congresswoman Tulsi Gabbard filed a $50 million lawsuit against Hillary Clinton over being called a Russian asset, the Democratic presidential candidate told Fox and Friends.
To attempt to smear me and accuse me, really implying that I'm a traitor to the country that I love, is something that I cannot allow to go unchecked.
A Clinton spokesperson calls the Gabbard lawsuit ridiculous. More casualties in Australia's wildfire disaster. A large air tanker sent from America to help battle the flames crashed.
All three occupants on board were U.S. residents.
Rural Fire Service Commissioner Shane Fitzsimmons in the Australian state of New South Wales. America's listening to Fox News.
At Fisher Investments, we do things differently, and other money managers don't understand why.
Because our way works great for us.
But it may not work for your clients. That's why Fisher Investments is a fiduciary obligated to put clients first. It's the highest standard for a financial advisor.
So, what do you provide? Cookie-cutter portfolios like the rest of us?
No cookie-cutter portfolios here. Fisher Investments tailors portfolios to meet each client's goals and needs.
But you do sell investments that earn you high commissions, right? And make commissions when you make trades for your clients?
No, Fisher Investments doesn't sell any commission investment products, and we never earn commissions on trades.
So what's in it for you?
Fisher Investments fees are structured so we do better when our clients do better. When it comes to helping clients achieve a comfortable retirement, we're clearly different. Visit FisherInvestments.com to find out why investors like you switch to us. Fisher Investments, clearly different money management.
Investments in securities involve the risk of loss.
Still no arrests in Seattle. The day after a shootout in downtown during the evening commute, one person was killed, seven injured, one of them critically.
We had a lot of officers already nearby. We responded immediately.
Seattle Police Chief Carmen Best says multiple people fired shots. The police's gang unit is helping to investigate. Harvey Weinstein will be back in court in New York City this morning to listen to an accuser at his trial.
Actress Annabella Shora is expected to confront Harvey Weinstein on the witness stand more than a quarter century after she says he raped her in the early 90s. She went public with her story in 2017, accusing Weinstein of forcing himself inside her apartment after dropping her off from a dinner in 1993 or 94. While her allegations are outside the statute of limitations for criminal charges, her testimony could help prosecutors show a pattern of predatory behavior from Weinstein. Weinstein is charged with the sexual assault of one woman in 2006 and the rape of a different woman in Manhattan in 2013. He says the incidents were consensual and has pleaded not guilty. In New York City, Tanya J. Powers, Fox News.
The Super Bowl's a week from Sunday, and while the Chiefs and 49ers get ready to play, advertisers are trying to get attention, and it's working for one.
Planters announcing the death of Mr. Peanut with a morbid pre-Super Bowl ad. The viral clip shows actors Wesley Snipes, Matt Walsh, and the brand mascot driving off a cliff in the Nutmobile, leaving them clinging to a tree branch. Mr. Peanut sacrifices himself to save his friends. Known for his signature top hat and black cane, the famous nut was 104. Folks tweeting their respects with hashtag RIPNut. Planters says the spot will play during the Super Bowl pregame show, and Mr. Peanut's funeral will air during the third quarter. Kristen Goodwin, Fox News.
On Wall Street, stock futures are down before the opening bell. I'm Dave Anthony. This is Fox News.
Good morning. I'm Jamie Monticelli with your ESPN 93.5 local news update. A Rantoul man is facing weapons-related offenses after police heard shots fired from a home he was in. 30-year-old Sylvester Moore was arrested early Wednesday. Rantoul police were alerted to shots fired in the 300 block of South Century Boulevard. Officers heard another shot and traced it to a home in the 300 block of South Girard Street. Police found three guns, including one that had been stolen, and ammunition. Bond was set at $75,000. The number of abortions performed in Illinois is on the rise. Data shows the total number of abortions was up by more than 3,000 in 2018 from 2017. The State Department of Public Health says 42,400 pregnancies were terminated statewide in 2018, up from 39,300 in 2017. The increase in abortions was among in-state patients. The number of out-of-state patients stayed the same between the 2 years. You're up to date. I'm Jamie Monticelli.
Well, let's check and look. Weather forecast brought to you by the Blossom Basket Florist. From simple to simply magnificent. Two locations, Village at the Crossing in Champaign, Cunningham and Urbana, 367 Rose, or blossombasket.com. Well, a little bit of stuff overnight.
Right. A special weather statement has been issued on travel today. Because the roads could be slick, it's kind of freezing rain and snow going on. Temperatures currently at 31, feels like 21. High 36 expected today, down to 32. Precipitation chance at 90% throughout the day. And we've got daytime snow accumulation of less than an inch possible. Wind gusts as high as 20 miles per hour. So it's the same coming into the evening. We could get another half inch possible, depending on where you live and the temperatures. Rain before 4 p.m. in the forecast for tomorrow. High 36, low 31. A wet Saturday ahead. High 36, low 28. Again, we're at 31 on ESPN 93.5.
What'd you say? High about 35, you
yes.
thought? Okay. Oh, because that is the ever-important temperature. Will it be enough to make this all wet, or we're going to be sliding around a little bit? All right, Senate Republicans muscle through rules for Trump trial. Democrats have begun the arguments. Senate Republicans forced through a resolution establishing the rules for President Trump's impeachment trial, rejecting Democrats' demands for additional witnesses and documents at the outset of the proceeding. Continuing today, Editor-in-Chief of the New York Analysis of Policy and Government, served in both Republican and Democratic administrations on state and local levers, our friend Frank V. Vernuccio from New York City. How are you, Frank?
Stevie J, it is good to be with you again.
I'm thinking the V, and this is just a guess, is Vincente.
I'm sorry, couldn't hear you.
I think the V of your middle name is Vincente would be my lottery guess here.
Yes, indeed, it is Vincent.
All right, I knew it. Just too much Italian in here. Frank V. Vernuccio Jr. Okay, give me your take, Frank. What do you think?
Well, of course, I spoke with a judge yesterday, a retired judge, who said that if the Democrats were in a standard court of law, with the evidence they have presented, they would probably be thrown out in summary judgment. That's part of the problem that Democrats have in the trial at the Senate level. They are attempting to bring in new witnesses and new evidence. Unfortunately, it seems that everything they're trying to bring in really doesn't add very much than what was brought over from the House proceeding. Some are saying that what the Democrats are doing is an attempt by the Democrat leadership to take Bernie Sanders, Elizabeth Warren, and Amy Klobuchar off the campaign trail. There's a nightmare the Democrat leadership has that those three, if they got the nomination, would lead to a resounding defeat in November. This is seen to some extent as a bid to help Joe Biden's presidential aspirations.
Well, if this gets into witnesses, Frank, this is going to last weeks and weeks, correct?
Which is, of course, the whole point. We're already rubbing right up against the Iowa primary, Iowa caucuses coming up very soon. This could be extended all the way to just before Super Tuesday, which, of course, helps Joe Biden out quite a bit. And it's rather ironic, since Joe Biden is the underlying factor that caused this entire ruckus to begin in the first place.
Frank, don't you think behind closed doors, I mean, I know what they're saying publicly, but don't you think behind closed doors, those Senate candidates for the Democratic nomination are going, we're not getting them out of here. What are we doing with all the time? We're not getting 67 votes under any scenario. What are we doing? You're blowing my chances. You're stealing it from Uncle Bernie again, Frank.
I think that's exactly the point. As much as I dislike Bernie Sanders' political opinions, the reality is in the 2016 primaries, the Democratic primaries, he was robbed by the Clinton campaign, and it looks as though the same thing is happening all over again.
Nobody likes him. He gets nothing done. What Hillary said, I thought was rather shocking. As astute as she is at politics, why did she do that to Bernie?
I suspect at this point that Hillary almost can't help herself. We know that she's now being sued by Tulsi Gabbard of Hawaii. Hillary Clinton called Tulsi Gabbard a Russian asset. Does that sound familiar? It sure does. It's exactly the same thing that Hillary's campaign said about Donald Trump back in 2016.
How about Jerry Nadler suggesting that you are not fulfilling your oath as senators? You're covering it up if you don't vote for witnesses. That's kind of brash to say in the Senate, isn't it?
Yeah, it certainly is. Jerry Nadler has never been known for his collegiality. There's also another question that's beginning to get a bit of traction, which is, although the Constitution provides that the entire Senate sit as a jury, isn't it rather strange that three people who have a vested interest in the outcome, namely Amy Klobuchar, Bernie Sanders, and Elizabeth Warren, are going to sit on judgment on the guy who's their political opponent?
Yeah.
If you flip the argument on its head, the Democrats are saying that it was inappropriate for the President of the United States to investigate Joe Biden's corruption in Ukraine and China because he's a presidential candidate. Using that same logic, one wonders whether it's appropriate that Klobuchar, Warren, and Sanders are sitting in judgment of their political opponent at the Senate trial.
If this goes to witnesses, would Hunter Biden be an appropriate witness?
Oh, I think it would. Of course, the underlying issue is whether the president misused his powers to gain political advantage. But they haven't come to the point of deciding, wasn't it appropriate, in fact, for the president, as the chief executive of the United States, chief law enforcement officer of the United States, to investigate official corruption. Hunter Biden's act, using his father's influence and power, is the underlying issue in all of this. And shockingly, throughout the entire House proceedings, that was never really discussed very much at all. In fact, it wasn't brought up at all.
Well, and if you don't talk quid pro quo, Joe Biden did that on video, saying you got to fire the guy, you're not getting your money. Isn't that quid pro quo? I mean, that's on video.
There's an expression in law called reciprocator, which means the thing speaks for itself.
Yeah.
And the fact that Joe Biden and Hunter Biden flew to China on Air Force Two, and Hunter Biden came back with $1 billion in his pocket, and then Hunter and Joe went to Ukraine, and Hunter came back with, I believe it was an $80,000 a month position on the board of a corrupt company.
Yeah.
Well, that's reciprocator. Speaks for itself.
Man, I couldn't spell that on a bet, Frank. How do people find you and reach you?
USAGovPolicy.com is our website.
Keep up your fine work, Frank Vincent. We appreciate you, buddy.
Maybe I look forward to our next conversation.
Frank Vifornuccio Jr., New York City. With the New York analysis of policy and government. These senators can't even have their phones. They've got to be in there, and they've got to be watching. And they're keeping them up past midnight. A lot of these people are 80, okay?
Right.
They get the morning, and then because Judge John Roberts, Supreme Court Justice John Roberts, Chief Justice, he's got to work in the morning. He goes in and does the Supreme Court stuff and then has to show up at 1 for this trial. And then they're done at midnight. So I'm sure he's excited about all this. And it is hard. I mean, I'm trying to track it, but it's the same. I mean, Adam Schiff was talking about Russia coming to America and attacking us, and we've got to and then he's delegitimizing this election coming up, already laying the groundwork. Well, if he wins, he'll have cheated. Wow. That's unbelievable. So he's always delegitimizing the potential of Trump winning, saying, alluding to that it'll be all cheating.
Mm-hmm.
My goodness. Some damage being done, my friends. You can always text in 359-2255, 359-2255. We check sports headlines.
Very interesting in Big Ten action last night with Penn State beating Michigan 72-63.
In Ann Arbor, Michigan.
That's right.
Wow.
And that's where we'll be playing Saturday at 11 a.m. Now, one of the players that did exceed in Michigan was Xavier Simpson, who had 18 points and led the team. So that's someone we want to shut down.
Well, let's look at the standing, shall we? Michigan State plays at Indiana tonight.
Mm-hmm.
Hoosiers could very well beat the Spartans on their home floor. If they do, the Illini will be in first place tonight.
Okay.
The Illini are 6-2. Michigan State loses, they'll be 6-2. And then you look at Michigan, they're 2-5 in conference. So now you all of a sudden look at the game saying, well, we might beat them over. Usually it's really John Beilein's gone, my friends. A really good coach of Michigan went to the Cleveland Cavaliers.
Uh-huh.
So it's difficult when your terrific coach leaves the bench.
That's right. The earlier game tonight will be Minnesota at Ohio State. We had number 19, Iowa, over number 24, Rutgers yesterday. Final was 85-80. Our Illini women facing Maryland at 7 o'clock tonight. There's been some professional basketball to talk about as the Bulls win over Minnesota, 117-110. Pacers over Phoenix, 112-87. Eli Manning stepping down after 16 years.
Made the most money ever.
Yes.
Ever. And I did the math, 16 seasons. Eli, let's see. I don't know what I say. 16 games is what they play. Is that what it is? 16 seasons at 16 games, not counting playoffs. After taxes, he would take home about $750,000 a game.
That's a good gig.
$750,000 a game.
Mm-hmm.
Pretty good job. $252 million is what Eli earned.
And two Super Bowl MVPs.
Two Super Bowl MVPs. And the only guy, I think, to ever go to the Super Bowl and never lose. He's 2-0.
Right. He has an elite club with that two Super Bowl MVPs. Bart Starr, Joe Montana, Terry Bradshaw, and Tom Brady.
That's pretty good.
Also in that club.
Yeah.
So, and, you know, Peyton is the brother, right?
Making
more money when it comes to endorsements, but Eli more money in the NFL.
Well, it's amazing. If you think about Archie Manning, who was a quarterback for the New Orleans Saints in the 70s, he and his wife had three boys, Peyton, Cooper, and Eli. And Cooper was a good wide receiver. And they had two quarterbacks. You're sitting around the dinner table. You boys are going to win three Super Bowls between you at the same dinner table. That's pretty amazing.
Yes, it is.
It's just unbelievable. My goodness.
Okay, so people were watching in the NBA. The San Antonio Spurs beat the New Orleans Pelicans 121-117, but all eyes on Zion Williamson's return.
Yep.
And 17 of 22 in the fourth quarter.
Yeah, had a three-minute run there where he was unconscious, and they lost the game, but they probably feel like they won the game. Was Zion going to be really good? That was his first game. I mean, he played preseason, got hurt. This is his first regular season. And I think he impressed.
So it looks like they're going to use computer plate umpires and test that in spring training. So that should be interesting.
The umpire still's there. He has an earpiece and is told what to call.
I see.
But it'll be super real and consistent. Guys like Matt Carpenter, who has a wonderful batting eye, and there is no question, humans have a different strike zone. If it's an absolute strike zone, I think it would help the really good hitters that have a great eye, and there are a lot of them. Interesting experiment coming up for spring training. Here we go with your ESPN 93.5 three-day weather from the National Weather Service.
Snow before 2, and then maybe some rain likely. Wind gusts as high as 20 miles per hour. Today's high 36, low 32. So that's where we're at right now. Where is it freezing rain? It could be slick. I certainly had to use some muscle power on my windshield.
Yeah.
We also have maybe another half inch coming our way into the evening tonight.
Okay.
And rain before 4 tomorrow, and a high around 36 expected down down to 31. Saturday's high at 36, down to 28, with morning snow showers and wintry conditions. Right now, we're at 32 on ESPN 93.5.
Check this Fox Business Minute for you now, brought to you by Rob Meyer over at Provident Financial Group in Champaign, where partnerships are built on trust. Find Rob at ProvidentFinancialGroupLLC.com. An all-new Stever coming up. Stand by. 720 in Champaign-Urbana.
I'm Deirdre Travolton, and this is the Fox Business Report.
Southwest Airlines' holiday quarter was disappointing. Chief Executive Gary Kelly says the airline's business was impacted by the grounding of Boeing's 737 MAX. Southwest had to reduce its schedule because it couldn't fly its MAX fleet. JetBlue, Comcast, and Travelers just reported a better-than-expected quarter. Jeep Cherokees are being recalled throughout Europe because of possible emissions cheating. Investigators in the Netherlands have been looking into reports of emissions fraud in Jeep and Suzuki diesel models. More M&M stores are coming to popular tourist locations. Parent company Mars is planning stores at Disney Springs in Orlando, Mall of America in Minnesota, and in a shopping district in Berlin, Germany. The Dow dropped 9 yesterday, NASDAQ up 12, S&P gained a point. That's your Fox Business Report. I'm Ginny Cosola, invested in you.
Laura Logan is back, and she's exclusively on Fox Nation with an unflinching look at the border crisis.
What I care about is one thing, the truth.
And she's taking on the mainstream media, tackling the issues that matter to America, one story at a time.
This is me at my core.
No bias, no nonsense. Laura Logan has no agenda. The must-see docuseries is available now, only on Fox Nation. Start your free trial at foxnation.com.
Why do so many go to Honda BMW of Champaign? Is it the selection of hundreds of new and pre-owned vehicles? The easy location off Neal at Burwash Savoy? Or the fact that they're an award-winning dealership getting incredible reviews year after year from their customers? Yes, it's all of the above. Before you buy your next vehicle, give Honda BMW of Champaign a chance to earn your business. Honda BMW off Neal at Burwash Savoy, or go online, drivechampaign.com.
All right, 722, Gina Cribbett, ABC Heating and Air Conditioning. Are you awake?
I am awake.
She gets her coffee at Thornton's in the morning.
Yeah.
She should be awake.
This is Diane Ducey, your classmate.
Yes.
Come
Hi,
on.
Hi, Diane.
Go Rockets.
And you're a twin. How's Lisa?
She's good. Yeah. She's good.
Excellent.
Maiden name Reed, Gina Cribbett. Mike and Gina own ABC Heating and Air. And this is something, is it your dad that started this?
He did.
And
yes,
that,
he did.
Been around a while, haven't you?
Yeah, about 48 years.
Okay.
Wow.
Welcome to Stever. So what we're going to do is people should check furnaces. I'm kind of afraid to know how many people never check that.
Right.
But you probably have a clue. There's a lot that don't check furnaces, right, Gina?
Yes, there are.
And it's important too, because why?
It's safety issues,
yeah.
Efficiency.
Save some money. The pesky air filter that I never changed till I got educated.
Right, it looked like a piece of cardboard.
Okay,
Gina.
I don't think we need to exaggerate, Diane. It wasn't very good.
Okay.
Anyway, you guys can do all that. I'm going to do this, and you can maybe call and even talk to the lovely Gina with her husband Mike cowering in the corner because he doesn't want to talk on the radio. I just can't believe that.
Uh-huh.
I'm stunned by that. But Mike's pretty good with a wrench and stuff. And can he undo stuff and fix stuff? He's pretty good.
Yes, he can do pretty much everything else.
Listen, you guys are awesome. It's locally owned. You can trust them. Okay, Gina, we'll be in touch. ABC Heating and Air Conditioning. About to give away some stuff here. So
sounds good.
We'll be in touch later. Thanks, Gina.
All right,
thank you.
Nice.
Yeah. It's ABC Heating and Air Conditioning. Uh-huh. So here's our offer this morning. If you want a furnace tune-up, I'll do it for you through ABC Heating and Air Conditioning. So if you want to text in heat.
Okay.
Just text in heat if you'd like me to pay for a checkup. They'll come. You'll get to know them. You can trust them. Locally owned, family owned. I love those. And they'll come out and they'll make sure you're good. And don't be embarrassed if you haven't ever changed your air filter. I've told the story where I had a $900 furnace bill because I had no air passing through.
Wow.
And they did laugh when they saw, yeah. So now I don't do that anymore because I learned. I'm different from the primate because I can learn from my mistakes. So if you would like to say, you know what, I haven't had the thing. You should do it every year. And if you have not, here's your opportunity to text in HEAT, and I'll pay for this for you.
H-E-A-T.
Yeah.
359-2255.
Bring the heat. Can mean several things. Stevie J gets hot on the basketball court. I'm bringing the heat.
Okay.
Or you can have ABC Heating and Air Conditioning come in and do a tune-up for no money.
Always be comfortable. They're skilled, licensed, experienced technicians helping with your residential and commercial needs.
Didn't Jerry Tinas work for them before he retired?
That sounds right.
Yeah, there's some good, it's just good local company.
Mm-hmm.
All right, any people need the?
Yep, 359-2255.
We can only pick a couple of you, but if you need it done, we're going to do this for a few months here, so I'll take care of you, and then you'll get to kind of maybe thinking, you know what? ABC's pretty good folks. I'll have them come next year.
When they look at their reviews, we've got some 5 stars.
Yeah, no, they're good people.
Mm-hmm.
All right, so we're getting some interested. Okay. And we're not going to slam you for never doing it. It's okay. We're here to tell you, you ought to do it every year.
Yeah.
I was in your camp where I didn't even know I had a furnace. So,
I know.
359, I did not know.
Well, I mean, for me, I have a handy husband, so that's nice.
Yeah.
Because I probably wouldn't have even known where it was.
Well, my wife depends on me to understand the difference between the pointy one and the flat one.
Yes, on the screwdrivers.
And I am getting pretty good
at
distinguishing the difference.
Uh-huh.
One's called a Phillips. Oh, yeah. 359-2255. Text in heat. We are going to the White House. Next, my friends, John Decker standing by.
Oh, good.
With total understanding of the impeachment proceedings. The prosecution, which the Democrats go today and tomorrow. The defense on Saturday. Then I think they decide on witnesses. And I would think there'd be a vote. And if there are witnesses called, I mean, when Donald Trump says, do us a favor, we have maybe a concern. He said we, representing the United States, regarding the Bidens. Was there quid pro quo with Joe Biden and money and millions of dollars for his son? I mean, shouldn't we kind of know that at least, that it did or did not happen? I would think it'd be relevant to say the president was asking, was he doing it purely to beat Joe Biden for the election, or was there truly a scandal here? Debunk it if it's not. Let's go. But if you call in witnesses, there are going to be witnesses for the Republicans, too. It'll be very interesting to see how this plays out. I guarantee you, Bernie Sanders wants to get back on the campaign trail because he's got some mo going. But if they go to witnesses, they got four primaries, caucus in Iowa and then primaries. There's four of them in February.
Mm-hmm.
Bernie's on the sidelines. They're doing it again to him. I don't care for Bernie Sanders. Well, man, they totally took it from him last time with Hillary.
I know.
And I think they've got him trapped with no phone in the Senate chambers for maybe a month.
Just when he's getting some momentum.
Just when he's getting some mo. All right. We'll be right back. News is next. ESPN 93.5, 728. John Decker, 1600 Pennsylvania Avenue. Next.
I'm a fourth grade teacher in Champaign Unit 4 schools. As an educator, I am always concerned about the students in my class. However, as much as I try, there's only so much I can do. This is where mentors come into play. They fill in the gaps by relating to students, serving as positive role models. Mentors provide a chance for students to feel valued and special.
For more information about how you make mentoring a part of your life, contact Lauren Smith at Champaign Unit 4 Schools at 351-3800.
Dealing with technology can be confusing and frustrating. With all the disorienting details of both wired and wireless technologies, it's easy to get things confused. Area-wide Technologies in Champaign make sure your virtual, private information is secure and allows you peace of mind that you will always be connected to customers and their problems. Give Area-wide a shot at 359-8041 or head to their website at www.areawidetech.com and let them take the confusion of cybersecurity out of your hands.
Get the roof your home deserves. Roof Doctors. They have honest, reasonable rates. They give you competitive prices up front. No gimmicks or contractor pricing games. You can rely on Roof Doctors. No deposit required. No subcontractors. Over 30 years in business in the industry. Check out Roof Doctors at roofdoctorsco.com or call Tammy or Randy at 328-7529. Roof Doctors, 328-7529.
There are good ideas and there are better ideas. Renting a truck, asking your friends to help you move, and buying a bunch of pizzas to feed them after they're all worn out might be a good idea, but a better idea is to hire two men in a truck and let them take the stress out of your move. Two men in a truck will only send professional movers and no day labor. There's better ways to spend time with your friends. Contact the Movers Who Care and save your friendships. TwoMenChampagne.com. That's a smart move.
From your home or on the road, take Busey with you. With convenient online and mobile banking services, manage your finances anytime, anywhere. Download the Busey mobile app to view balances, transfer funds, pay bills, and more. Now with mobile chat, get your banking questions answered from your device whenever you want, wherever you are. Visit Busey.com or stop by one of our many convenient locations for solutions to your financial needs. Busey, your dream, our promise. Member FDIC.
News. I'm Chris Foster. President Trump tweets about his impeachment trial. Democrats are refusing to state that the Obama administration withheld aid from many countries. California Congressman Adam Schiff says, of course, presidents may withhold foreign aid like President Trump did with Ukraine.
But he does not, under our laws and under our Constitution, have a right to use the powers of his office to corruptly solicit foreign aid, prohibited foreign aid, in his re-election.
Democrats' arguments resume at 1 p.m. Eastern. Three cities in China are being locked down to prevent the spread of a new flu-like virus. Gordon Galea with the World Health Organization says about travel restrictions in Wuhan.
Trying to contain a city of 11 million people is new to science.
Lunar New Year Saturday is the busiest travel time in the world. America's listening to Fox News.
Good morning. I'm Jamie Monticelli with your ESPN 93.5 local news update. A Champaign man faces up to 23 years in prison after admitting to dealing cocaine. 26-year-old Timothy Davis pleaded guilty yesterday before Judge DeFonis to possession with intent to deliver cocaine. Davis was shot in the incident on November 14th of 2018. Davis was leaving an address in the 1700 block of West John Street in Champaign when would-be robbers shot him. He went back into the home and left with someone else before police got there. A new texting scam to be aware of. Fox 4 says How to Geek says it is a new texting scam that disguises itself as a delivery notification from companies like Amazon and FedEx. Within the text, there is a link that takes you to a fake Amazon page that offers you to take a free survey. That survey then asks for your credit card information to pay for shipping. It'll automatically sign you up to get a product each month, and it'll charge you $98.95. You're up to date. I'm Jamie Monticelli.
Well, CMI can help your business stay clean during the winter. With all of the snow, ice, and water, you want a good mat program at all of your entrances. Mm. For every 20 feet of matting, you stop 85% of the dirt on the floor. CMI can survey your facility and design a mat program for you, including custom logos. That'd look good up front, wouldn't it?
Yes.
Yeah. Stop by CMI on Bloomington Road or schedule an appointment. Call Betsy at 359-6262-CMIClean.com.
Of course, the ice melt and things like that that you might need. Those
they only have 19 tons of that, so I don't think they have.
Okay.
You want to get some of that 50-pound bag. I mean, I put some down, and it just boom, 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 done. Mm-hmm. It's really good stuff. Ice melt from CMI. Here's your weather, ESPN 93.5 3-day forecast.
Snow before 2, rain and snow likely after that. We've got wind gusts as high as 20 miles per hour. It's a wintry day today. Daytime snow accumulation, less than an inch, maybe another half inch overnight. Today's high 36, down to 32. 36 the high tomorrow. 80% chance of precipitation. Could be rainy before 4, and then maybe some more new snow accumulation, half inch possible into Friday night, low 31. 36 and snowy conditions in the morning Saturday, down to 28. Then 36 the high Saturday, up towards 40 early next week.
That's good.
Yeah. Right now we're at 32, feels like 22. ESPN 93.5.
Yep, Stever offer from ABC Heating and Air Conditioning. I'm taking care of the furnace tune-up. Yeah, if you're not a customer of ABC, a new person that never used ABC Heating and Air, you got a furnace, you haven't checked it up for a while, I got you. I got you. 359-2255. Just text in heat for the Stever offer of the morning. Text in heat. H-E-A-T. All right. It is 7:35, my friends. John Decker. John Decker. John Decker. I want to talk to John Decker. He is the one we know. I want to talk to John Decker. He's at the White House in press row. And I might add the only attorney on press row. How are you, John?
Hey, I'm well, Stevie. How are you doing today? Good to talk with you today.
Well, my eyes are a little glassy. Can't imagine what Bernie Sanders, who's almost 80, sitting in the chamber with no cell phone. What do they have, a box you're supposed to drop your cell phone in when you go in? You're not supposed to have that during this trial, right?
Well, that's right. You know, I sat in yesterday for 4 hours. I was in the Senate chamber watching the presentation being made by the House impeachment managers. I saw Bernie Sanders dozing off, during the course of the presentation made by the House impeachment managers. And it's obviously surreal to be in there because this does not happen all that often in our nation's history, fortunately. But it's pretty remarkable to see all 100 senators listening to an argument being made in this case regarding the impeachment of a U.S. president.
Have we heard anything in the last 2 days that we didn't know?
No. The answer is no. I have not heard anything, and I'm very familiar with all the facts, all the witnesses, all of the evidence that was put together on the House part of the impeachment inquiry, so no. But keep in mind, the senators were not paying attention to what was happening on the impeachment inquiry to the extent that maybe you or I were, because they have their own business to attend to. So I do see a number of senators on both sides of the aisle when I'm in there, Stevie, taking a lot of notes concerning the presentation that has been made by the impeachment managers.
Outside of Mitt Romney, Lisa Murkowski, woman from Maine.
Susan Collins.
Will there be anybody other than maybe those three that could possibly defect, so to speak? There won't be any Democrats. They're just solid as Sears, or way Sears used to be.
Well, here's what I say. I believe that you are more likely to have a Democrat join Republicans, and I'm thinking of Joe Manchin, a Democrat from West Virginia, when I say that, then you're likely to have a Republican joining Democrats in terms of voting to convict on these two articles of impeachment. I think that every Republican, including the ones that you mentioned, Murkowski, Romney, Collins, will ultimately vote to acquit President Trump on both articles of impeachment, despite what they may be saying prior to the trial actually starting.
What about Jerry Nadler? Essentially, I thought it was a little much when he said you're not fulfilling your constitutional. If you don't call witnesses, you're not doing your duty. You said it right on the Senate floor. Was that right? Should he have done that?
Well, there is a decorum that must be carried out on the floor of the Senate. The senators are well aware of all the rules that apply. This was very accusatory in terms of the way that he conveyed that message to all 100 senators. And he was called out, and for that matter, so was the lead attorney for the president, Pat Cipollone, was called out as well. You can't get personal, and there's no reason, by the way, to get personal in terms of making presentations for this impeachment trial. And the Chief Justice of the United States, the Chief Justice of the Supreme Court, John Roberts, essentially admonished both of them, hey, watch your language. Remember, you're in the Senate. You're in the Senate chamber, the world's most deliberative body.
Okay, and Adam Schiff, I thought yesterday, made the case where that if Trump wins, it won't be legitimate because he'll have cheated. I didn't like that either.
Well, I don't think that's true. I don't think that the president won in 2016 based upon anything illegitimate. You know, the president put together the necessary 270 electoral votes to win. He did not cheat in that process. And whoever wins in 2020, whether it's President Trump or the Democratic nominee, it'll be a fair election. I don't think that that's a fair accusation to make against the president. You know, I think it's important that the impeachment managers, and for that matter, the lawyers representing the president, stick to the facts, stick to the present, stick to what's in what has been contained in that a Judiciary Committee report that ultimately all 100 senators have on their desks as this impeachment trial plays itself out.
I think we know he won't be removed, but we don't know if witnesses will be allowed. What's your guess?
Right. Yeah, my guess is no. I don't think we'll hear from any witnesses. I think that you and I, we typically speak every Thursday. I think that by next Friday, January the 31st, this impeachment trial will be complete.
Wow.
That certainly is my bet, based upon the fact that I don't think that there will be any witnesses. Reason being, I don't think you can get 51 votes to call any particular witness, including John Bolton or Mick Mulvaney. Now, there may be some defections there. I think Susan Collins will vote to hear from witnesses, but you need four Republican senators to defect, and I don't think you're going to get four Republican senators.
What about Joe Manchin in a 40-point Republican Trump state? Would he vote for witnesses?
It's uncertain whether he would or wouldn't. I think at the end of the day, Joe Manchin's going to vote based upon the way his state, West Virginia, feels about President Trump, and they love President Trump. I think the president has visited West Virginia more than any other state for these campaign rallies.
He's up
they
for election.
The president. They gave him the largest margin of victory in 2016, and they'll likely give him the largest margin of victory in 2020. So my guess is that I don't think you're going to hear Joe Manchin vote against what his state citizens want, which is just an end to this process.
And if he's up for re-election, so the guy could lose the seat, I guess. I know he's popular, but it'd be interesting to see. John, you the man. I really appreciate your solid, solid journalistic skill, my friend.
Hey, thank you, Stevie. Always great to be on your show. Always great to talk about what's happening not only here at the White House, but also what was happening in the Senate chamber yesterday, and we'll see what happens over the course of the next week. We'll see if my predictions hold true. If I'm right, Stevie, tout me to the moon, and if I'm wrong, let's not talk about it.
I've got the memo. You've got it, my friend. I'll be in touch. Thanks, John.
All right.
And John Decker live at the White House. And he's usually spot on when he makes the call. He says Joe Biden's going to be the guy. I said Bernie Sanders, but in 2008, I said Hillary Clinton, and it was Barack Obama, so I know nothing.
Right.
So he says,
just never know.
He says it's going to be Joe Biden, and he said back in 16, he said Donald Trump might win. I mean, he was saying that before anybody else, and now he says the trial's over a week from tomorrow, so that would be fine by me. I hope so. Mm-hmm. Okay, I want you to listen carefully to this.
Out here in the great outdoors, taking care of yards, nothing like it. Listening to my favorite radio station between stops, nobody looking over my shoulder. I work for Spring Green. I'm my own boss. Full-time, health benefits, matching 401k, overtime, sales bonuses. I am the man.
Spring Green is looking for you. Want to work for the number one locally owned lawn service company in Central Illinois? Apply at spring-green.com or by calling 359-2111. That's 359-2111.
This is Steve.
Yeah, I'm calling to apply for your job that you heard Stevie J talking about on the radio.
That would be excellent. I can't afford over $40,000 a year, though.
I'm looking for $400 an hour. It's Steve Imke. He owns Spring Green, and I like the thought of nobody looking over my shoulder. And you can make good money doing this work, right?
Yeah.
I mean, I can make some dough here. I can make a side hustle.
Oh, absolutely. They're usually starting out is $500 a week, but. If you get done early during the day, I let you have overtime in the afternoon for $20 an hour. Every Saturday's $20 an hour.
Man.
And you get commission for any sales you make.
What the heck, man? I'm telling you, too. And I know how to do edges. You trained me. I can do that.
Oh, yes.
I'm good.
You do them very carefully.
Thank you, because I was trained properly. all right, so it really, this is your local. Steve Imke's good man. JT Warm Beer's, bowling buddy. I mean, he's got it going on, man. You're a good place to work, and I do like the driving around listening to Stevie J on the radio part.
There you go. Oh,
that's a good one.
Oh, absolutely. The guys love listening to you.
How about
that's one of the hardest things for people, though, is working on their own. Most people really don't like to work on their own, so finding someone who likes to be out working at their own pace, it's actually kind of hard to
really?
Find.
Really? I would think that'd be one of the real highlights, and then they could get their truck with 500,000 miles on it, too, like you. So she's still...
Hey, 545 now.
Man,
wow.
A man takes care... Oil change is pretty much it, right?
Absolutely, all the time.
Unbelievable. Steve Imke, how do people apply to work for Spring Green?
The best way is to call the office at 359-2111.
Okay.
Or even stop by the office. We're at 109 North 2nd Street in St. Joseph and fill out an application. And usually I'm here and we'll do an interview right then.
What the heck, man? You'll like Steve Imke. You'll like Spring Green. You got to want to work, though. Mm-hmm. I mean, you do have to. You'll probably sweat a little. That's okay. It's
that's
good
right.
for you. Good
oh,
for
yeah.
your pores,
you're
man.
You're outside all the time.
Yeah. Deep, dark, savage tan, man. I might be in touch. Hey, listen.
That's right.
We'll talk soon, my friend. Thank you.
Hey, sounds great. Thank you, Stevie.
That's Steve Imke. He owns Spring Green if mm-hmm. you want a gig there. What is it? 359-2111.
That's right.
746. All right, quick sports headlines, ESPN 93.5, Diane Ducey.
Our Illinois ladies faced Maryland tonight at 7 o'clock in Big Ten basketball last night. The men of Penn State beat Michigan 72-63. Xavier Simpson on top of Michigan's basketball team with 18 points. That someone will have to shut down at 11 a.m. when we're in Ann Arbor on Saturday. Go Illini. Number 19, Iowa over number 24, Rutgers, 85-80 yesterday. The early game at 5:30, Minnesota at Ohio State. Then number 11, Michigan State is at Indiana at 7:30 this evening. And the Bulls over Minnesota, 117-110. Pacers over Phoenix, 112-87. The Spurs over the Pelicans, 121-117. I'm mentioning that because Zion Williamson is back and 17 of his 22 in the fourth quarter. Retiring at the age of 39, Eli Manning is a trending story. New York Giants, 16 seasons, 2 Super Bowl MVPs. Also trending is this electronic strike zone.
Now, what do you think? I mean, do we want electronic strike zones?
It gives you a 3D look, and that's more than the human eye.
Well, it's everybody knows this umpire calls it on the corners. I mean, every umpire is different, and is it part of the game to
and
adjust?
They're not doing away with the umpire. The umpire has a earbud.
Yeah, but I mean, Stevie J could do that, right? I mean, except I don't want to get hit. And they get nicked all the time. But I could, what's the training? You have to be able to do the bases and stuff. But ultimately, if I'm wrong on a call at home plate, they'll review it. I mean, you know, out. No, we're going to look at that. Oh, he was safe. Sorry. So if I'm not having balls and strikes and they're going to review my out at the plate when he slides in, what am I doing anyway? I could be a major league ump. So all I got to do is crouch down, look like a look, earpiece in there. And then there's the what if the earpiece breaks? That was a strike, man. I don't know. I got to call up there. Man, Bob, I can't hear anything in this thing. And that's inevitable. Electronics aren't perfect.
I mean, in that way, they would overrule what the human call.
But you can't hear it. It's the piece that says strike, ball, strike. I mean, so all they're doing is repeating what the machine tells them. But again, I mentioned Matt Carpenter. There are a lot of baseball players. And not a ton, but there are a lot, and probably several on a team, that are exceptional at judging whether that's a ball or strike. Within the zone of it's supposed to be like, a little below the chest and a little above the knees, that's your strike zone, then on the plates in the corner. And it's, so the point is there was a lot of yipping and yapping from the dugout and Matt Carpenter, and that wasn't a strike.
And the banging of the trash can, you have to figure it all out.
But for balls and strikes, you can't argue because you know that the computer 3D said it hit the plate. You might be, you know, say, okay, there won't be any arguing.
Right.
Just like when they're called out or safe and they review it, there's usually, the good old days when the manager used to go out and kick dirt on the guy's shoes and just get in this heated argument. It's that we're losing all of that. I don't know. I kind of like the accuracy of it all. But obviously, you know, hey, losing a little of a human thing. But we see so incredibly vividly, we don't like it to be, you should be safe when you're called out. I mean, we want to get it right, just like the NFL replay.
Sure.
359-2255, are you all in on automated balls and strikes?
Or does it bog down the game?
Well, I mean, it's not bogging it down. The guy has an earpiece that says ball strikes, but it's computer-generated now, not human, and every umpire calls a different strike zone. You adjust to that. The pitchers adjust to that. Is it going to make it easier on the pitcher knowing that's my strike zone? I know it's going to be called because it's a computer. It's going to be more accurate than humans. There's no question about that. But do you want that? I like the fact that if it's a ball, it's a ball. I don't like an umpire calling a strike a ball that's a strike. I like it right, but I'm a little on the computer stuff. Mm-hmm. But we've already gone there. We're right. Already using it. So I guess I'm a thumbs up. What do you think? 359-2255, computer balls and strikes?
Someone has said, I don't want artificial intelligence in baseball.
What about the out at first? Do you want to replay that or you just want to let it go? Don Dinkinger, 1985, Cardinals got robbed.
And
he
then
was wrong.
Here's someone saying, wait till we learn how to hack the home plate umpire.
I see. Hijack it.
Yeah. I mean,
have a guy in row 7.
Not the ball. Okay.
All right, 751.
PDR is a AAA Chicago Motor Club approved facility right here in Central Illinois. They have an esteemed community reputation, a great facility appearance, and amazing customer service. Plus, the staff is trained and qualified, has the most up-to-date equipment working on your vehicle, a wide scope of services, and warranty coverage. Stop into the AAA Chicago Motor Club approved facility, PDR Automotive on North Cunningham in Urbana, or call them at 367-9481.
Brian Evans, Cozad Asset Management.
What is wealth management? To us, it is financial planning and investment execution while controlling risks. We can provide you with investments, tax accounting, insurance, and ongoing financial advice. If you want a trusted and experienced advisor to review your family or corporate wealth management, give us a call. And go Illini.
Securities offered through M Holding Securities, Inc., a registered broker-dealer, member FINRA and SIPC. Investment advisory services offered through Cozad Asset Management, Inc. Cozad Asset Management is independently owned and operated.
Classic and rustic, contemporary, Hampton style, minimalist, or a combination of them all. We all have our own unique needs, particular styles, and favorite color patterns. Luther Falls understands that. They have an awesome creation suite on their website, lutherfalls.com, that allows you to pair different colors of cabinets, hardwood floors, and countertops. The staff at Luther Falls will take care of all of your needs and make sure the cabinets and pieces of flooring are perfectly set up. The quality of their products is second to none and service that can't be beat. Contact LutherFalls.com today.
Financing now available.
Well, we're showing undergrad students in states that have legalized marijuana. That's us now. They're smoking more and more. But binge drinking apparently is less. We will talk to an addiction specialist on the trade. Is it better to smoke more weed and less alcohol binging? Or is it like, let's not overdo anything? We will talk with addiction expert Melissa Caldwell Engel. Coming up, our buddy Bill Yackles over at Lance Heating, Cooling, Air, and Plumbing. I got a little leaky faucet, but I bet you could fix that.
Absolutely. We've got guys right now who can get over there and get that taken care of for you.
What about my garbage disposal? Would that be your parameter?
Piece of cake. We have a couple of different options right on our truck.
Nice. Because my little switchy thing, because I'm going to talk technical. Stay with me, Bill. My thingamafloogie underneath it that I push, it's a red button thingy. I push that, and then I turn, nothing. I unplugged it, plugged it back in, nothing. What do you think?
I'm not sure about the thingamafluey, but we do have the thingamajigs on our truck.
Ah, that's what I'm looking for. I need the thingamajig to fix the thingamafloogie. Do garbage disposals die? I mean, this is like 15 years old.
Most definitely. Over time, can wear out. You know, the blades can get dull. Any electrical or mechanical item over time can definitely wear out. It's a very popular item that we have
okay.
We take care of.
All right, I'm using
a lot of people.
Plumbing size. So if you want somebody to call me, just have them call me because I probably have you come over because I could do it, Bill, but I don't want to show off in front of the family. I just don't want to do that, you know.
You're a very smart man, Stevie
J. Yeah. Okay. How do we get hold of Lance Heating, Cooling, and Plumbing today?
355-5512 or landsinc.com.
You the man, Bill Yeaco. You tall drink of water. Talk soon.
Thanks, guys.
He's like 6'5", isn't he?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Yeah, so the garbage disposal is the stuff you put the food down. That I did a good sound effect. That wasn't bad.
I know.
And it just doesn't do anything now. It's just nothing. And so I did the reset. I think the thing's called a reset.
Okay.
I did that, plugged it back in.
Well, that was good thinking.
Thank you.
Good thought process.
Yeah, I thought I did a good job. And then I reset the circuit breaker.
Hey.
Oh, yeah.
LandsInc.com to really solve the problem.
It's past my pay grade.
Mm-hmm.
And you could go to Lowe's and I could buy the thing and I could, but I don't, you have to bend over and stuff.
Right.
Get underneath. Ooh. Dark.
Okay.
We're going to break for the news in just a few moments. Here's your weather. We're kind of keeping a wary eye on a little slippery in spots around.
That's right. This special weather statement regards the drivers, so make sure you have plenty of room between the cars and plenty of stopping space and things like that. We've got kind of slick conditions since it's kind of rain and freezing rain and snow before 2 today with a high 36 down to 32. We could see an inch of accumulation possibly, and maybe a half inch overnight. Tomorrow's high 36 down to 31. Rain and snow likely before 7 p.m. There is a slight chance for snow and freezing rain before 7 a.m. on Saturday morning. Wind gusts as high as 20 miles per hour again. Right now, the temperature's at 32 on ESPN 93.5.
And again, these undergrad students they surveyed in states with marijuana that is legal are smoking more and more and more, but they're binge drinking less. Is that better?
Oh.
Or is nothing good in extremes? An addiction specialist will come up. Also, Tanya J. Powers is covering the Tulsi Gabbard filing the lawsuit against Hillary Clinton for $50 million for being called a Russian asset, when technically she didn't say her by name. She said Jill Stein is a Russian asset, and she inferred that Tulsi Gabbard was a Russian asset. But can you sue if you're not named? Anyway, Tanya J's got that. We'll cover that as well. Stand by.
There's something new in the oven at the Home Depot. Air Fry. Only in the Frigidaire Gallery Air Fry Electric Range. Satisfy your family's fried food craving with a healthier, tasty cooking alternative right in your oven. It also comes with self-clean, true convection, and a very tasty price. Just $798. With up to 40% off appliance special buys, it's a good time to be a doer at the Home Depot. How doers get more done. U.S. only. See store for details. Valid through February 26th.
Why do so many go to Honda BMW of Champaign? Is it the selection of hundreds of new and pre-owned vehicles? The easy location off Neal at Burwash Savoy? For the fact that they're an award-winning dealership getting incredible reviews year after year from their customers? Yes, it's all of the above. Before you buy your next vehicle, give Honda BMW of Champaign a chance to earn your business. Honda BMW off Neal at Burwash Savoy, or go online, drivechampaign.com.
This is Starla Carr with Provident Financial Group. Finding your way to retirement may feel like working your way through a maze. Without a guide, it's hard to see if you're headed in the right direction. We can offer guidance along the way to help you see the bigger picture and make good financial decisions. Contact us today at 3017 Village Office Place, Champaign. Call 217-366-3456 or find us online at providentfinancialgroupllc.com.
Securities and advisory services offered through Commonwealth Financial Network. Member FINRA SIPC, a registered investment advisor.
Illini fans, Illinois basketball's marquee matchups right around the corner. You don't want to miss the 2020 Orange Out, presented by Game Day Spirit. February 11th, Michigan State comes to the State Farm Center. We need all Illini fans in attendance to wear orange. The first 1,000 people to enter the game through the West Main entrance will get a free 2020 Orange Out shirt, and all orange apparel will be 20% off in Game Day stores the week leading up to the game. Orange Out, presented by the official fan store of the Fighting Illini, Game Day Spirit.
Hey, it's Shane from Rosati's Pizza. This community means a lot to me and everyone here at Rosati's, which is why Rosati's has supported local charities since we opened back in 2007. Now, starting in February, we're going to be donating to a different local charity every month. So if you know a charity that could use our help, please email us at rosatisgm@gmail.com. And know that every time you come to Rosati's for a pizza or Italian beef, you're getting your favorite food as well as helping out a local charity. Rosati's Pizza at 701 South Gregory in Urbana.
Gary Get ready for an adventure from Midwest Scuba Center. September 12th to the 20th, 2020, you're invited to travel to Bonaire in the Caribbean and go on an incredible dive experience. You'll dive with Ned Deloche, the world-famous fish and coral ID expert. Experience the number one dive site in the Caribbean, September 12th to the 20th, with unlimited shore diving and two boat dives per day from Midwest Scuba Center. For more information and details, go to divemsc.com. You're listening.